Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Turin, Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson, a lay Dominican who's assistant to the Promoter General of Dominican Laity. Her preaching is entitled, Light the Lamps.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. Peter said, Lord, are you telling this parable for us or for everyone? And the Lord said, Who then is the faithful and prudent manager whom his master will put in charge of his slaves to give them their allowance of food at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master will find at work when he arrives. Truly, I tell you, he will put that one in charge of all his possessions. But if that slave says to himself, My master is delayed in coming, and if he begins to beat the other slaves, men and women, and to eat and drink and get drunk, the master of that slave will come on a day when he does not expect him, at an hour that he does not know, and will cut him in pieces and put him with the unfaithful. That slave who knew what his master wanted, but did not prepare himself or do what was wanted, will receive a severe beating, but the one who did not know and did what deserved a beating will receive a light beating. From everyone to whom much has been given, much will be required. And from the one to whom much has been entrusted, even more will be demanded. The Gospel of the Lord. It's just before this passage that Jesus says to the disciples, Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit, like the wise virgins in the parable. We're supposed to be sure that we don't run out of oil for our lamps. And again in the Gospel, this is what we're urged to do, to be prepared, as the Scouts' motto has it. And Peter, who often puts his foot in it, or at least comes perilously close to missing the point, Peter does it again here. What a comfort Peter is, this great, great disciple who nevertheless often gets it at least a little bit wrong. Peter says, Is this parable for us or is it for everyone? Well, as Jesus not infrequently says, if you've got ears, listen. We don't know. We can't know when the master will return. It's childish to watch your behavior only when you're sure you're being supervised. Most of us, maybe all of us, have occasionally broken some rule or law when we were pretty sure no one was looking. Most of us have done something, or we failed to do something, because we thought nobody would notice. This is typical of children, but we adults can be pretty stupid about it too. I don't say we go as far as the slave in the parable. We don't beat people up and get drunk, and the Lord doesn't cut us in pieces when we let him down. But the exaggeration that Jesus uses in no way invalidates the lesson, which is do your duty. Do whatever the Lord has asked you to do. And if you do that, you've no need to worry about his reaction. And Jesus goes even further. If you genuinely don't know what God wants, if you haven't had the gift of faith, if for whatever reason your family hasn't given you a solid Christian background, you still have to try to do his will, but he will be less severe with you. Fair enough. Oh, but it's the last verse that really brings me up short. From everyone to whom much has been given, much will be required. From the one to whom much has been entrusted, even more will be demanded. And it's no good thinking, oh, good, well, that means that God expects more of the Pope than he does of me. Because, after all, when you come to think of it, an awful lot is entrusted to the Pope, whichever Pope currently is leading the Church. But the point is this, what has God given me? What has he given you? Maybe, I don't know, a happy family life. Popes miss out on that. Maybe a gift for making people laugh, and not all popes are particularly good at that. Maybe he's given you patience. Maybe he's given you a good mind. Maybe what you have is the ability to face problems with courage. Or maybe you are so beautiful to look at that it gives other people pleasure. Whatever it is, you're expected to put it to good use and not to hang about, not to do a Scarlet O'Hara and say, oh, well, tomorrow is another day. The Son of Man is coming when we least expect him. Maybe not tomorrow, maybe today. So it's time to get ready to meet him with our lamps lit. ¶¶